What's up? This is John Berkland from Bad Wolves, and you are listening to today's Boondoggle with Bailey on Domain Cleveland Radio. Come on now, give it up.
You're listening to today's Boondoggle with your host, the one and only Bill Bailey on Domain Cleveland Radio.
Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.
What's going on, everybody? It's Bill Bailey with today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio. And right now we might be living in an American nightmare, but I'm on the phone here with the American Dream Machine and a member, Scott Murphy. How you doing, Scott?
I'm good, Billy. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. Like we were talking a little bit before we went on the air here, just doing what most of the country's doing, you know, limited going out and hoping this thing passes so we can get back to our way of life again.
It's for real, man. Hunkering down and batting in the hatches.
Yeah, so how's everyone been coping with this whole coronavirus lockdown where you guys are at?
I mean, we're all doing okay for the most part. You know, we're good. We're trying to stay positive about it and, you know, utilize the time and, you know, the best possible ways that we can to get through it. We're just trying to stay together and stay up and, well, you know, as together as we can be safely, but you know, just staying positive with it, man. You have to.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to redirect, man. Look at the good of it. You know, you get to reset, slow down. I mean, life can be so hectic and we actually had to hit a pause button now and maybe focus on the things that truly matter.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I feel like anybody that's taking this, you know, that lesson from this is kind of doing it right. Like, this is awful all around, but as long as we come out on the other side of it, and we will, there will be another side of it, you know, we will come out of this, and as long as we come out, you know, a little bit better than when we went into it, then, in my opinion, worth it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's all about perspective, and fear is the enemy, man. Fear will, you know, I mean, we're fighting, you know, this invisible virus and stuff, and fear kills your immune system, man. We got to stay positive, use that PMA, just try and be as healthy as we can to combat this thing. So
absolutely.
I've been using a lot of this time to just be grateful, you know. It's like, hey, you know, my kids are all growing up and they're out running around with their friends all the time, and now they've been forced to, you know, stick around the house. So I'm like reconnecting and reworking on that relationship and important things like
that. And
that's, you
know, there's something inherently beautiful to that too. I feel like, you know, the world as it was didn't leave a whole lot of time for any introspection. It was always rapid fire moving on to the next thing. And, you know, I'm all for an adrenaline sport as much as the next guy, you know, I mean, especially being in music, this is an adrenaline sport.
Yeah.
But just, you know, getting to sit down and take that pause and kind of reevaluate and look at everything a little bit differently, you know, without the constraint of time being like, we have to get up and go and get this done. There's nothing to do except sit and wait and see what comes. So, you know, that's
exactly.
I think if you're doing that, you're doing something. Okay.
And it's like, you know, it's how are you utilizing your time? I mean, a lot of people are binge watching, you know, shows, getting caught up on series and stuff like that. And I understand to kill some time, but I mean, there's, you know, I would assume with artists like yourself, you always feel like you need to be creating something. So have you been using a lot of this time to maybe work on the next album already?
Oh, I mean, as far as the next album, that's something that, you know, I mean, hard maybe. The creative aspect of it, definitely. I think if you're an artist or a creator and the world hands you a table full of time and says, make of it what you will, you know, I don't think it's an option not to create something. I think it's just going to naturally happen. But I'm definitely guilty of catching up on some of the shows that I wish I watched. I'm starting to get into Westworld now, and that's been an emotional roller coaster. Yeah, I've taken a lot of time to really sit down and like hone some skills and some recording programs and dial in a few things. And, the good thing about like, you know, recordings and stuff like that is with the digital age is you can kind of work, even though you're not in the same room with other musicians, you guys can still bounce files back and forth from place to place. And the internet's a hell of a tool. So yeah, there's definitely been a lot of, you know, writing and creative stuff that's going on just because it's with my brain, it's not an option not to. I have to.
No, I get that. I get that. Now you guys all live pretty much in the same location. Are you close by that you've been able to maybe get together though at, you know, 6 feet apart or whatever, but you know.
Well, Sean and I are actually roommates, our singer. So we're in the studio constantly bouncing ideas back and forth and just figuring it out and, you know, just doing what we do in our own lackadaisical sort of way. But we've probably got a solid few ideas tracked to like maybe approach the next album with. But we've been really focused on like the album that's coming, Dead Hearts, and, you know, getting that all set up and getting the band squared away. And it's been nice to have the time to like sit as a team and really focus on that. Our drummer does live down here in the same area, and our guitar player Mitch, he's from up in Connecticut, so he's way up there. But we've been definitely adhering to, you know, the social distancing stuff, so our drummer hasn't been over or anything like that. We want everybody obviously to stay home and stay safe.
Yeah, gotcha. And speaking of Dead Hearts, I mean that's due to come out soon, right?
June 26th, right around the corner.
Yeah, so what can some of your fans expect from that album?
Oh, there's something on this for everyone. You know, when the writing was done, it was approached from a standpoint of what music do we want to hear? What's the music that we've been dying to hear? And we tried to approach it from that, and what was created is just, there's something across the board for everybody. There's parts of this album where you'll even laugh a little bit. You'll get a chuckle out of it. There's parts of it where you're going to, you know, it's just headbangers and slamming riffs. And then there's parts of it that are just melodic and beautiful and harmonious, and it'll take you on a small emotional roller coaster of your own.
Gotcha. So, I mean, in the meantime, you dropped a little bad news to hold everybody over, right?
We did drop a little bad news to hold everybody over. And people have been fairly receptive to that. But, yeah, bad news. We were really kind of that was set to be the single no matter what. We had decided on that a while ago. And then all of this happened, and we were faced with either, you know, push everything back and don't do it, or do we carry on and do we, you know, put this out there? And then we sat down and we thought about bad news and what it was about and what it meant, and we were like, you know, I don't think this is a more opportune time to drop this song. So we carried on. I will say that we did scrap the music video shoot for it, so that is one downfall to the coronavirus that did impact us when we launched, is we really wanted to get a music video out there for the fans and for people that like the song, but to have something visually to go along with it. But, you know, again, in the name of safety, it wasn't safe for our cast or crew or anybody to go out and do something like that. So, but it is out.
Yes, yes. And do you want to, just go over, like, the message behind the song?
Bad news is it's a song that was put together basically to let people know that not to waste time with the bad news. I know it seems like that's kind of like the antithesis to the song, but it really is about that. If you listen to some of the lyrics in it, the wasted years of disconnect, all the wars, the fears, the consequence will be the bad news on the radio. Like, just, it's about staying positive, and it's about connecting to like the positivity that's around, and don't be about the bad news. Like, we're trying to push that out. So that is our handshake to the world, is us saying like, all this stuff out there is going to be the bad news on the radio, and we're trying to just put something out there that's genuine and really speaks to the heart. And that's what we hope bad news conveys.
Yeah. I mean, especially with everything going on right now, people can get so sucked into, you know, the press conferences and the briefs and, you know, oh my God, this many people. And, you know,
Exactly, and we're in comment wars on social media platforms, and this person's wrong, and that person's wrong, and you do, you're right, you get sucked into it, man, and it's so important to kind of pull the plug from time to time and just remember to, like, you know, be in the moment, be in the world, be with your loved ones, be doing the things that you love, be doing things that are going to progress and make you better. Don't focus on only the bad. If you do that, you drive yourself nuts.
Oh yeah, it's like you keep spiraling down this hole. And I mean, my mom, I had to talk with her, because she was always every day watching the briefs. And you know, like, I've seen my mom since all this has gone down, but it's like she's like really like, hey, you know, no hugs, no whatever, stay, you know. And she driving herself sick. I had to tell her, hey, you got to turn the news off and just, you know, have some faith that we're going to get through all this.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm terrified to turn the news on nowadays, man. I don't even want to watch it. Like, didn't anybody get a cat out of a tree or like something I can hang on to? Like, no, there's nothing.
Exactly. So let's talk a little bit about, like, what's the creative process like for you guys when, you know, you're getting ready to put out a new song or album or just throw something together, you know?
I mean, it's really collaborative. Everybody's got something across the board. We're really big into no one person has 100% of the solution, but, you know, everybody's got a part of it. So we try to really sit down and look at the whole board and see what we're working with and see what's going on and see how, you know, all of us are feeling about what it is. We're also very lucky that we have a phenomenal producer, Kyle Odell. His input is just absolutely invaluable to us. Like, you know, so we're really lucky that we have sounding boards like that to kind of bounce things off of. But, you know, we like to see where everybody's at across the board and just come to center on something.
That's cool. So do you guys have any kind of like superstitions that you have for like before you hit the stage? Does somebody have to like make sure they're wearing, like, you know, a certain sock or whatever, you know, to think you're going to have a great show or something?
Not that I know of, but those at the moment, not that I know of. I'm a little weird about the order that I plug things in. And I don't mean like actually the routing of everything. I mean like into the wall and the power sockets. Like I'm a little bit weird about that. So I guess that's something. But I mean, there's nothing that says something like that won't evolve over time. So I'll keep my eyes peeled and keep you posted if I notice Mitch starts wearing the same sock every show or something like that. You know.
How about, like, you know, when you're around the studio, is there a particular studio beverage that, you know, if anybody's going to show up at your guys, either your practice spot or whatever, they're going to be like, yep, I know they were here.
Yeah, absolutely. Nitro Cold Brew. Shout out Starbucks. those things are, I would walk around with just an IV bag of Nitro Cold Brew if I could all day long. It's amazing. That goes for like the other guys too. Everybody's pretty much in love with that stuff.
Cool. So how about any like particular food that everybody's like, will you find boxes of certain pizza around the practice spot or something? Or
Sean and I have a small affinity for both Chipotle and Domino's. That's our definitely our guilty pleasures. I mean, Chipotle not so much. They're on the healthier side, but yeah, there's some Domino's pizza boxes floating around here for sure.
And then, like, when did you get into playing music? Do you remember, like, you know, how old you were when you, you know, you first heard something that was like, you know, I kind of want to pursue this? Or just knew that music was something, you know?
I mean, music's kind of always been something that I've latched onto even when I was very little. I remember having, like, Jim Morrison, well, I love Jim Morrison, but I had like Van Morrison cassette tapes and the Eagles cassette tapes. My father was a drummer, and he played with an individual who passed away recently up out of Connecticut, phenomenal musician named Joey Sexton. Mm. And I can remember listening to their demo and their cuts, and it was just this amazing rock and roll. So eventually I got into guitar lessons, where I started learning just, you know, the basic chords and stuff like that. And I never really took guitar all that seriously. It was just sort of something like practicing, like I just didn't want to do it for some reason. And then I got like one of the that's what I call music CDs way back in the day. I think it was like Now 4. God, I'm dating myself here. I got one of those, and that was like when rock and roll was starting to like really emerge onto the scene, like active rock in its, you know, modern day sort of sense. So I connected with some of the songs that were on there, and that pushed me a little bit more towards rock and roll. A little bit later on, found a Seven Dust CD laying around, threw that in, and got hooked on them. And then when I was a teenager, all of a sudden, all my friends were suddenly like in bands and were playing, and they were making this amazing metal. And like, I was like, I want to do that. I love those noises. How do you make those sounds? So I started playing with more and more friends that were around, that were in the bands, got into the scene. And, you know, this is back in like the mid-2000s when everything was just coming to a head with that. And, you know, we started to see the emergence of groups like Fall Out Boy and My Chemical Romance and all that stuff. And that's sort of when I knew, like when I hit our first local show and I saw just all the fans that were there, you know, 500 kids in a room with, you know, these bands going up onto a stage with these like bingo boards behind them, just tearing it up. Like I couldn't, after leaving one of those, I could not wait to go to the next one and the next one and the next one. And that was when I knew that this is it. This is what I want to do with my life.
Awesome. So do you have any like inspirations that, for your playing style?
I latched on to Incubus and Taproot kind of early, and they were some of like the first styles that I actually studied, like when I sat down to really learn some technique and everything. And then I delved more into like my friends are playing a lot harder style of music, like had like more metal-esque. So I took some recommendations from them and really, really, really sunk into the New England metal scene, because I'm from up in Connecticut. You know, we're in Virginia now, but I grew up a New England metal kid. So we were, you know, Shadows Fall, All That Remains, Killswitch Engage. These were the guys that we were like throwing them on our backs and being like, this is the music. But I remember like one of the first metal songs I sat down and learned how to play to like really dial that in was like Confined from As I Lay Dying. So they became a bit of an influence. Definitely Ollie Herbert, you know, rest in peace, man. He was an incredible, incredible guitarist that I wish that he was still around to be making music today, because he was gone too soon, and definitely influenced, you know, my style and what I like in music. And Bullet for My Valentine's great too. I love them. And then even some of like the softer modality stuff, like stuff from like that MyChem had put out. And I'm a big Shinedown fan too. So it's really across the board. I like stuff that hits hard and fast. And if you've got a unique style to it, like I'll definitely sit down and learn it. But early influences, New England metal.
Awesome. So going back to the Dead Hearts album, is there like a particular, I know it's hard to choose, it's like asking to choose who's your favorite child, you know, but is there a particular song on there that just has been one of your favorites to create and play?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I have a favorite to play, and then I have a favorite that's on there. Definitely my favorite to just kind of turn on and listen to is Seraphim. That one's it checks all my boxes. It just checks them all. As far as playing goes, there's a track on there that's called Still Breathing. I cannot wait to get out and play this live, because it is a banger. And it's so bouncy and so driving, and it's just nonstop. So there's, my fingers are busy the entire song, and I'm absolutely in love with that.
Great. Now, you know, I mean, you had the album coming out. Did you guys already have like a tour booked and everything that had to get rescheduled during all this?
We were definitely in talks on a few different avenues of what was going to go on with that, especially with festival season coming up. And the moment that this all hit, we were definitely very taken aback by it and unsure of what was going to happen. And essentially, we just kind of ceased to pursue what we were pursuing, because we knew that there wasn't going to be anything happening. And sure enough, everything got scrapped. So that was hard. There's a couple other bands that I go out with and do like live sound and front of house stuff for, and you know, they had stuff that was shot, and we were, you know, it's just been, this thing has been a disaster across the board as far as touring live music goes.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and I got a lot of friends that work the venues and stuff that, you know, aren't working now, you know. It's just so many people have been affected in the industry, and hopefully, you know, I mean, you know, I saw the big cancellations of some of the big Danny Wimmer festivals and stuff, and there's a couple that, you know, I'm still checking on. Okay, are we going to be a go, you know, hopefully by July or whatever, but most people are just like kind of like, well, 2020 is a wash.
Yeah, that's kind of where everyone's sitting right now is what I'm hearing. It's like 2020 is a wash. You might see a few bands that kind of go out towards the end of 2020 and kind of get run out of the house, but it's looking like 2021 is going to kind of be where everything picks back up, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope so. So I'm going to ask you some of the questions I normally ask my guests on here. Who would you say are your top three musical artists or bands that are your go-tos?
Definitely Van Morrison. I'm going to throw I Prevail in there too, because they did some phenomenal work with this latest album that they put out, and I'm really in love with what they did with it, and I've kind of been a fan of their sound for a while. So I'm going to toss I Prevail in there, because I really can kind of turn them on just about whenever and crank through it. I know they're on the newer side, but...
Yeah, no, from Van Morrison, I Prevail.
And yeah, right. And then I'd have to say My Chemical Romance.
Okay, cool. Now, is there a song that you feel has inspired you in life? Like whenever you're been down in, you know, a dark place or just having a rough time, is there something you can go to that, you know, always picks you back up or just...
Yeah. I was actually just listening to this song a couple of nights ago. I am a huge fan of Rubber Band Man from The Spinners. The song just makes me happy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Oh,
there's just something to, yeah, you flip that on and you just kind of, you got to instantly just sort of start grooving. Like, how are you in a bad mood with that playing?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's funny you mentioned that, because I got a buddy of mine that is a regular on my show. We get together and we talk about conspiracies and stuff like that. He's been a friend of mine for a long time, kind of does like a conspiracy comedy act. And we got together, right, and started putting... did some parodies of, I mean, we're kind of got a dark humor, but we did some parodies with this whole thing going on with coronavirus and everything. And we actually did a parody of that song called Vaccine Man. So,
No way. Is there a link or something, yeah, that I can check out?
Yeah, you have to go to the flowwhiteshow.com and check them out. We're actually
all over it.
Working on some videos this weekend, but and then I get to do background vocals, so it's been kind of fun.
Oh, right on, man.
That's what we've been doing to try and keep sane during this whole time.
I love it.
But yeah, it's just funny you mentioned that, because I was like, what song are we doing again?
So, oh, that's perfect, man. I'll definitely check that out.
Yeah, for sure.
Hello, and thanks for listening to today's Boondoggle. And now, for your listening pleasure, Florence Whitingale presents his latest epoch. Gotta be done real fast. I know that last song was like daddy coming home. And you know you want more, and coming soon you can find it at theflowwhiteshow.com. But for now, feel the flow, exclusively here on today's Boondoggle.
Is there like a morning ritual or routine that's constant with you?
Definitely staying active, getting up, stretching, a few push-ups, staying in shape, and then coffee. I'm useless without a morning cup of coffee.
Yeah,
get so that happens.
The fuel injectors, and you're ready to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And do you have a favorite place that you've ever visited?
Favorite place? I am a huge fan of Ybor City in Florida. That was a lot of fun. It was like a very small New Orleans.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not familiar.
Yeah,
with
it. It was. I had a layover there. I was meeting up with one of the members of A Light Divided before we hopped on a plane to go up to North Carolina to head out on a tour. And Scott, their bass player, was nice enough to like let me crash at his house. And he lives in Tampa, which is about 20 minutes outside of Ybor City. So he was like, "We're going out tonight." And I was blown away by this little city. It looked like a small New Orleans. The vibe was amazing. It was a great time. So I would say that's probably one of my favorite places.
Cool. I'll have to check that out sometime. When we're allowed to travel again, of course. But
yeah.
Is there a band that you guys, on any of your times out on the road, is there a particular band that you've had like the most fun with?
I have a blast out there doing that with everyone that we go out with. I would say most recent, we had an absolute blast out on the road with A Light Divided and Awake at Last. They are two phenomenal bands and great groups of people, and they've been beyond supportive to us as well. Awake at Last is nice enough to like throw us on their Spotify playlist. So, if anybody's feeling frisky, definitely check that out. Scope their music out. A Light Divided is actually teasing new music this Friday. I can't wait for it to drop. I've been trying to talk them into just sending me a Dropbox link of it, but I have to wait like everybody else. So, those guys are an absolute blast to go out with. I'm sure American Dream Machine will be on the road with them at some point in time. I don't see not doing that, ever. So that would, I definitely, definitely exciting stuff always with them.
Great. So is there three people that you can name who've inspired you or you can credit for making you the person that you are today?
There definitely are. I don't know if I can knock it back into three people. Top tier, the man that I am today. I would say, honestly, our singer Sean has had a huge impact on me. I met him at a point in my life where I was I kind of had an idea of what I wanted to do, but I was a little bit all over the place. And he really helped reinforce just some things and show me a different perspective of life. And there was just something about, when him and I sat down and talked, like his words resonated with me and that it had a lasting impact on me. So like at the forefront of my mind, I would say him. Definitely, I will say as a broad stroke, the place I'm from in Connecticut, like one of the main hangouts that we always had where I kind of, became into my own was, we call it Camp Webb. But it's like my friends Pat Webb and Jesse and Jay and, some names from up there. Those guys installed in me a drive to succeed and a drive to want to, be better and do better and always, you know, be pushing forward. And that's something that, that really stayed with me. And as far as a third person, I mean, that's a tough one, man. That's a really tough one.
Yeah, I try and get these questions to help, you know, to pull the curtain back a little bit behind the artists and so the fans can hear.
I dig it. But it's grouping it into just three people. I mean, there's a certain type of person that's in my life now that does inspire me like that. But there's a few of them, and it's honestly like it's the people that are in the industry that have that drive and that. That get up and go attitude and that positivity that we can get it done. I love being with people like that. And I try to surround myself with people like that because that is part of what makes me who I am is I have that in me. I like to hold on to that. Yeah. And I like to be among others that, that share that. So really anybody that is has that cut of jib is like on that list, they would fit category number three. So it's sort of hard to narrow, you know, to nail down just like one person.
No, I gotcha. I totally get that. I try and tell my daughters, like, you know, look around you, what the people that you're surrounding yourself with are and what they're doing. And that's exactly the kind of person you're going to be. Now, what do you want to be in life? How do you want to be? Do you want to be driven, successful? Then find those people and surround yourself with them because they're going to motivate you and take you along with them if you're willing to go and you're going to do the same for them, you know?
Yeah, exactly, man. Exactly. That's kind of what it's about. And, you know, another thing is too, is like walking that path, like you're choosing what you want to do. And like, if you have a goal or you have an end game and you're like, I want to do this, you know, walk that road, walk that path. You're going to lose some people along the way, but other people that have those goals and see that same end game that you have, they're going to be on that road too. And you're going to meet them along the way. And, you know, who knows what's going to come of it. You gotta just keep your eyes open and always keep moving forward and keep pushing for your goals. Like it's important.
Yeah, amen. I agree. I I've had that in my own life where, like, you know, there's a lot of people that bailed, you know, and that's fine because they serve their purpose for that part of the journey, and they're not ready or willing to go to the next level. Well, you got to be able to accept that, and you know, for what every person that leaves, you know, more are put in your path. So
yeah, exactly, man. Exactly. Nail in the head.
So here's one of my favorite questions to ask. I have a lot of fun with this one. Favorite toy as a child and why?
Oh, I had the, you remember, Power Rangers, the original one when they got the Thunder Zords. It was like the second iteration of the big robots that they fought with.
Okay.
I had the dragon one, man, and it turned from a dragon. You could twist it and turn it like a transformer and get it to turn into like the robot fighting dude. And then you could turn it back into a dragon if you wanted. And I dug that thing pretty hard. that thing was dope.
Cool. Yeah. Yesterday we were talking a lot about Voltron. So that's kind of like similar category or whatever.
Dude, I mean, does it really get better than like robots that you can connect together to form a larger robot? I'm sorry, but like that's just cool.
I'd be like late to school because I think they'd have it on in the morning when I'm having breakfast, getting ready to go. I'm like, I gotta finish this episode, you know, before we take off.
Yeah. Like I remember being in like a bunch of my like friends in school when I was younger got in trouble because everybody was like bringing their toy Megazords in from Power Rangers and stuff. And it was, you know, all the different ones and they pinned together and made the big Megazord. And like, it was, there's probably still a couple of elementary school teachers that have several collections of those things because they just kept them.
Yeah. In the drawer where they would take everything from you.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're probably cashing in on those now. Oh, well, they didn't come back and get them, so.
Just all over eBay.
So here's another one. Favorite wrestler and or MMA fighter?
I do not have an MMA fighter favorite. I'm not huge into MMA. I can appreciate it from time to time. Like if the fight's on somewhere, I might watch it. And same with wrestling. I sort of fell off of it when I wasn't really a kid, but I really, really, really liked the Hardy Brothers, or the Hardy Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
And who was the other one? My name's Scotty, so a lot of people still call me Scotty Too Hotty. I can't remember who they were. It was like Too Cool.
Yeah, that was it.
Too Cool, yeah. And I actually, when I was into wrestling, I had a set of those goggles that he used to wear, too. So I used to rock the bucket hat and the goggles and a pure statement of 90s.
Did you ever learn how to do the worm?
I was a little bit heftier as a child, so I didn't do the worm so much as I did, like, the out-of-water dolphin. but I can do the worm now. It's a party trick.
Dude, I tell you what, man, it might be something to add into the set. You pull the goggles on right in the middle.
Oh, man, dude, I think we probably could just have that be the show. I could probably just go out and do the worm for like 25 minutes and call it a day.
There you go. So any message that you have for our military members currently serving overseas?
Oh, always. Guys, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so, so much. Please be safe. Keep your heads low. Come home. And support each other. Keep doing what you do. You guys are all phenomenal at what you do. You're the best of the best. Keep it up. And you know, we're all firmly behind you over here. And no matter what we might think of any politician or anybody like that, you know, you're our neighbors and our brothers and our sisters, and we're behind you. So be safe.
Great, man. Thank you. So for people that, you know, are new to discovering you guys or want to hear some of the music that you have, I mean, I know the album doesn't come out until the end of June, but if they want to, like, get a taste of you guys or just support in some way, like order a shirt or whatnot, where would you send them?
AmericanDreamMachineOfficial.com. That's like kind of our central hub for all things American Dream Machine. There's links that are up there to get to our Facebook, our Instagram, our Spotify, and our merch store, which is adm.threadless.com. If you just want to throw it in there. We're always updating the merch. There's always new stuff that's popping up and coming up. So, you know, we've got some great designs that are up there from Stephen McCory down with Glass Crane and another phenomenal artist in James out of Australia who's done some work for some other people. So there's definitely a selection that's up there of some really, really, really cool looking stuff. Our Spotify right now has Bad News. It's out on it. But AmericanDreamMachineOfficial.com is definitely kind of the spot to keep your eyes peeled to, because you never know what I might throw up on there. Might tease a new single that's coming out at the end of next month. Might pop the whole full album stream up just for a couple of hours. You never know.
Okay, great. Hey, well, one last favor before we get off here. You mind doing a promo ID for the radio show?
I would love to, man.
Awesome. Just introduce yourself and say, and you're listening to Today's Boondoggle.
Got it. What's going on, guys? This is Scotty from American Dream Machine, and you're listening to Today's Boondoggle.
Awesome, man. Thanks a lot, Scotty. And thanks for your time. And, you know, stay safe. And hopefully, you know, when everything opens back up, you guys come up through the Cleveland area, and we'll connect.
Dude, absolutely, man. Absolutely. And same to you. Please stay safe. And thank you so much for having me on. This is a fun one.
Yeah. And I'll be the guy in the audience yelling, "Do the worm!"
yeah. That's how I'll know.
All right. Hey, thanks again, man. Take care.
Absolutely, Billy. Thank you. Take care.
Brought to you by Today's Boondoggle.
Is that ain't gonna be no good for your lungs, all the black mold and shit?
The old one's a charter boat.
Jesus
out.
Christ.
The old one's a charter boat out of
the Caribbean. Yeah, right.
Barge.
You're like, I don't know, Nancy wants to salvage it. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I was washing my hands of it. She's like, I'm getting it.
Right.
You don't get one. I said, it's all on you. I'm not.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
Happened? The ice from the river
the
came
river,
up?
The river overflowed the banks.
Yeah.
And just fucked everything up. This high.
Wow.
Ooh. So, just high enough to wipe everything out.
I know last year over on Catawba, my brother-in-law lives there, and he showed me these houses. When you go over that cliff, there's like that cliff there, and you go down further, it's all lowland.
Yeah.
And he was telling me, he says, those houses there got all kinds of damage. They're all for sale. And I go, why? What's wrong with them? He goes, well, the ice was melting, and then all the wind was blowing from the northwest, and it blew all the ice up. They ran into the houses and really messed them up.
Yeah,
took some of the houses off the foundation.
Damn.
Yeah, they had a lot of damage. We have a house out of Kentucky.
Yeah, their houses, you go all the way to the end where you just start that turn.
By Miller's Ferry there?
Yeah, by Miller's Ferry. And they live on a side street, right house, first side street before you get to the ferry on that main street there.
Yeah, I know that that place is right on the point there.
Yeah.
They got hit pretty hard.
Yeah, they got hit too. Yeah.
Yeah. They're all mobile homes.
Yeah.
Fabricated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what his is. His is a floating mass house.
That's why they're called mobile.
Yeah. But he's so high up. He's
and thank you for listening to another story time from the VFW Hall, brought to you by Today's Boondoggle.
Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of Today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.